Lowe's early Black Friday deals are going fast. Don't miss up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus, up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. And with Christmas around the corner, you're gonna need more string lights, right? Save $4 on GE LED 100 count string lights, now just $5.98. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Uncensored Podcast. And today, I'm going to be giving my reaction to the NBA trade deadline moves that happened this past week. There were a lot of big moves. There were 9 current or former All-Stars that were traded this trade deadline. And typically, you don't really see much big movement. You know, a lot of players like will request trades at the deadline, but it never happens. We saw a lot of crazy things happen at the deadline this time around. And the first domino to fall was the stunning trade on February 2nd around 12:15, where the Dallas Mavericks traded Luka Doncic to the Los Angeles Lakers for Anthony Davis. And this trade really shocked the NBA landscape because Luka loved Dallas. He had just bought a $15 million house there, and he had no thoughts of leaving. However, Nico Harrison, the GM for the Mavs, thought differently. He didn't like the conditioning that Luka was in, how he was going overweight, and I guess for him that overshadowed just how big of a global superstar Luka Doncic is, because even though he might have been a little chunky, he was still giving you 38 and 10 almost every single game. And it's going to be hard to replace that. But in return, they got Anthony Davis, one of the best two-way bigs in the league. And he loved L.A. He had just bought a $32 million house in Los Angeles. And yeah, so both of those guys did not expect to get traded. This trade really didn't have much fire or like smoke to it because no one had heard about this. It kind of just came out of nowhere. And I know a lot of people are talking about from the Lakers and they get Luka Doncic. And I want to see how this fit is going to work with LeBron and Luka because both are very ball dominant players. Both love to have the ball in their hand, and they can both play make extremely well. LeBron is one of the best passers in the league. So is Luka. And they both kind of need the ball, though, to do what they do. So it will be interesting to see. They did get Mark Williams from the Hornets, a 7'2 center, who is very athletic, long arms, who he's going to help fill that Anthony Davis role now that he's gone. And I don't believe that this trade ultimately is going to be the downfall of the Mavericks. They really did not have to give up much for Anthony Davis. Obviously, Luka was a big piece, but other than that, they traded Maxi Kleber and Morris. Like, they still have Spencer Dinwiddie. They still have Kyrie Irving. They still have PJ Washington, Derek Lively, Daniel Gafford. They still have a solid roster around the rest of that. They didn't have to, like, the Lakers have a lot more holes still to fill. Like, I think the Mavericks are more equipped to win now, and I think their defense just got a lot better. Kyrie's still playing at a high level, and I think the Mavericks are going to be just fine. I think this trade will help them, and as mad as Maverick fans are, because of how good Luka is, I think this trade will work out for them in the short term. But in the long term, I'm not sure. Because Kyrie and Anthony are both in their 30s. Luka was 25, not even at the peak of his career yet. Yeah, I think, though, this was a trade for the Lakers that was more so for the future. Because from what we know, LeBron was not involved in it. From what people are saying. And that just shows that they are not that they don't care about LeBron, but they're looking to the future. Because they see that LeBron's 40. It's coming up. It's inevitable. He's going to retire. They need the contingency plan. So if they can get Luka to re-sign an extension this summer, that would be big for them. And then another big trade that went down was a three-team trade between the Spurs, the Sacramento Kings, and the Chicago Bulls. The Spurs received De'Aaron Fox to go along with Victor Wembanyama. This was De'Aaron Fox's preferred destination. He said he wanted to go there. It's where he wanted to go. And he got his wish. He's out of Sacramento now. De'Aaron's only 27. He's a really good player. I think that's going to be really good for the Spurs. And he gets to learn under Chris Paul, one of the best point guards ever. And the Kings got a lot back. They got 3 first-round picks back. And then they also got Zach LaVine from the Bulls. And the Bulls, they got Zach Collins, Trey Jones, and Kevin Huerter, and a first-round pick. And I think this trade's really going to be good. It makes the Kings so much more versatile, and they also did not have to give up any of their youth guys. Stephon Castle's still there. Devin Vassell's still there. They still have a lot of really high-quality level players in San Antonio. And give that a couple years, and I think you could see the Spurs potentially in the conference finals, because everyone knows how special Wemby is. He's one of the aliens of the league, like a 7'4 guy with a handle. He can shoot. He plays like a guard. It's crazy to see. And then De'Aaron Fox is one of the fastest guards in basketball at only 27. So that'll be a duo for years to come. And yeah, I think that's going to help them big time. And then another trade that went down was the Bucks got rid of longtime, he was on the championship team, Chris Middleton, for Kyle Kuzma, Baldwin Jr., and Jericho Sims. I guess Chris Middleton's time had kind of run its course there. He was getting older. I don't think his shot was falling as much for Milwaukee. So they go get a guy like Kyle Kuzma, who I guess they'll run at the 3. I'm not sure, because they already have Lopez and Giannis still, so I guess they'll put him at the 3, go bigger lineup. But we'll see how that works. I think it makes the Bucks better, but I feel like the Bucks, the whole Damian Lillard experiment still hasn't worked out really. And yeah. And then another trade that was made was the Toronto Raptors got Brandon Ingram from the New Orleans Pelicans. The Raptors gave up Bruce Brown and Kelly Olynyk, along with a first-round pick and second-round pick. And I think Brandon Ingram is one of the most underrated players in the league. He's long, he's lengthy, he can shoot the ball, he can handle the ball. He is still a really high-quality player. He doesn't have a lot of the accolades, like all-stars or anything, but he's always been one of the more underrated players in the NBA. I think he's a solid player. I've always thought, like, he was really the first, he was one of the original, like, stretch 3-4s, a guy that could just go out there at 6'7", and just play ball at that height. And then the trade I was talking about earlier is the Lakers trade rookie Dalton Knecht and Cam Reddish, and they give up a first-round pick swap and a unprotected first-round pick to get Mark Williams. This doesn't surprise me, because once Davis was gone, the Lakers needed a big man, and they got one who is young, lengthy, and athletic. But LeBron James had talked very highly of Dalton Knecht. That was one of the guys he really liked, that he believed they got a steal from. And he had been playing good basketball for the Lakers, but this was part of that win now type for the trade, but also for the future, because Mark Williams is very young still. And then probably this is probably the last one of the bigger trades from the deadline was the Jimmy Butler to the Warriors trade. So for those who don't know, in this past offseason, Pat Riley and the Heat decided not to extend Jimmy Butler. They did not want to pay him because the previous season, Jimmy missed a lot of games. He wasn't healthy. He was getting older. They didn't want to pay him that much money. So then Jimmy, if you know Jimmy, he's kind of a hothead. He's had problems with Minnesota, got out of Chicago. And so Jimmy kind of got in trouble in bad water with the Heat. I think he got suspended 3 different times. He was just missing games, missing practices. And he announced that he wanted to be traded, I believe, early January, maybe December. But there was never really a clear destination where he was going to. Because originally, Brian Windhorst at ESPN had said that the talks between the Heat and Warriors were off. Because the Warriors also did not want to extend him. And that was Butler's main thing, is he wants an extension. Well, on February 5th, we now know that, a trade has been made. So, the Golden State Warriors got Jimmy Butler. The Miami Heat received Kyle Anderson, Davion Mitchell, and Andrew Wiggins, along with a 2025 first-round pick. The Detroit Pistons received Dennis Schroeder and Lindsey Waters. The Utah Jazz got KJ Martin and Josh Richardson. And the Toronto Raptors received PJ Tucker. But the big part of that trade is that they gave up Andrew Wiggins, a guy who loved being in Golden State. Steve Kerr, and I think everyone believes this, he was one of the big people in that championship run in 2022. He was their defender. He could score. But ultimately, he was a very big-time defensive piece when it came to guarding Jason Tatum in the finals, because he's lengthy, he's quick, he's a very good underrated player, one of the most talented players in the league. Yeah, I think that was one of the surprises, but Jimmy Butler gets to team up with Curry and Draymond Green, which I don't know how much this trade's going to help the Warriors, just because, I don't know. It's an interesting trade, though, and we'll see how it works out with them. But honestly, I think some of the bigger things is what did not happen. So, Kevin Durant, it became clear he went out of Phoenix. So there was a lot of trade speculation that he might get moved from Phoenix. The Warriors were a talk. There were a lot of other teams, according to Shams, on the final day of the trade deadline that were calling in aggressive offers for KD. But nothing happened. He stays in Phoenix, and he's going to have to ride it out with them. And the whole Bradley Beal, Devin Booker, that whole trio has not really worked out for them up to this point. And I think this is kind of the end of big threes, honestly, because the last big three that really worked out was like, I don't even know what the last big three workout was, because it's more about duos now. And if you have one other really good player by your side, along with another core player, like a bunch of role players, that's how you win now. So look at the Celtics. They have Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum. Those are their stars. But then they have a bunch of other guys who can fill roles very well. A Derek White, an Al Horford, Kristaps Porzingis. Just a bunch of other guys who are very good at fitting their roles. Peyton Pritchard, when he was there, he was a really good shooter. And so he was really good at doing all those things. It's just really a matter of fit on a team. And so Kevin Durant is going to stay there in Phoenix. And also a player people thought might get traded was LeBron James. And I will say, I thought it would have been really cool to see LeBron go to Golden State with Curry, because of how good Curry is off the ball. That would have been really cool to see those two, because they obviously had a great time in the Olympics together. They're boys. I think it would have been really cool to see them team up with each other, but no, LeBron stays in LA with Luka, and all I know is it's going to be a crazy end to the second half of the NBA season. This has been another episode of the Uncensored Podcast. Thank you for listening.